At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Do you think the coverage of you is fair?
Fair isn't my job to judge. But I wouldn't say that there's always truth to reports that come out typically, to be honest with you.
That was Mark Grody asking Caleb Williams on 670 The Score when we had him on live back in August if the coverage is fair when it comes to him. I feel like that was a little bit of Mark Grody's guilty conscience coming in there.
I don't know if he felt guilty. I think he just wanted to get perspective from the quarterback, QB1.
No, and he has every right to do so. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Mark will join us from Palace Hall at 125. Bears. In the meantime, we had Rex Grossman on, former Bears quarterback, of course, Super Bowl attending quarterback with the Bears. We had him on yesterday because he is doing a City Cruise event on the 21st with Alex Brown and Brian Urlacher. And we asked Rex about simply being a quarterback for the Bears and what that is like.
There's a lot of negatives. Everything you said is true, but there's also, you know, you're in Chicago, you're playing for the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl, you get drafted in the first round, you're in a beautiful city with passionate fans, and, you know, a lot of them loved me, a lot of them didn't, but, you know, that's just part of it. And during the 2006 season, our defense was playing so well, and our special teams was making plays, and we would play great on offense, but when we didn't, I was the lightning rod, and the 670 The Score was all over it. So everybody just was talking about, well, the defense is going to play great. Special teams is going to play great. We're going to run the ball decent. How's Rex going to play? So I became a lightning rod as big as it gets. So that was a little bit of pressure for sure, but the biggest pressure I was on me to figure out how to play consistently well. And I was good at times, and, you know, at times I wish I had a few things back.
Isn't this the story of the modern NFL quarterback, though? Like, everything he just described, except for the part about the defense, because we're still figuring that out here in Caleb's run. But ultimately, Layla, Caleb, I believe, embraces this moment, accepts this challenge. He was drafted number one overall. That was his childhood dream. And he's in Chicago, a city where he knows they haven't had quarterbacks like this. And he had a chance to try to duck out. His dad asked him, do you want me to try to force this thing? And he said, no, I'm good. I accept it. And he's accepted the challenge. And every step of the way, he has gotten it done as far as development and getting us to this point where the Bears are now 6-3, and you're over there with a shiny all-color graphic with the Bears in the playoffs.
Holding it up, if you didn't see it earlier, because it is pretty and glossy, and we printed it out on color paper, the current playoff picture, of which the Bears are on it as a 6 seed. I also just want to say this. I think Rex Grossman, number one, is buffered by time looking back, you know, and the way he talks about it, I think, is a very mature and understandably so way of looking back at it. And he did go to a Super Bowl. That's the last time the Bears were in the Super Bowl. That is going to change the equation. And you and I both talked about this with him, too. He was a fabulous college quarterback. Like, he had a resume that was outstanding going into it. Caleb Williams, a similar thing. But, you know, Rex played at Florida. That was it. He didn't have, like, the split like Oklahoma and USC. But the 24-hour news cycle now, and the way that the news is always just coming at you constantly. Like, back then, you could turn on the score, read the Tribune. And now it's coming at you no matter what you do. You know, if you want to keep up with your friends on Instagram, there's probably a headline about you. You know, if you want to open up and check the news about Twitter, on Twitter about the NFL, you know, it's a lot of it's going to contain you. I can't imagine what that part of it is like. But I think, for Caleb Williams at least, number one, sit on the money you've made, you know, and I say this a lot, but to make $10 million via NIL, that is a huge accomplishment, not just winning the Heisman, but also your career already being multi-million dollars. That is as good of an indication as any that this is you've earned that, you know, like, you've already earned so much playing quarterback and nobody can take that away from you. So then you add to that the constant discussion about you. I just don't see as many questions about him now as we had even at the beginning of the season. I know we played that Colin Cowherd clip after the Lions game, but there's just not a lot of, I think Rex is right when it comes to if the rest of your team is good or if there are not a lot of other questions, then how much of the blame also gets placed on the quarterback? And I don't think we can talk about setbacks he has in his development. We can talk about how he could have had a better game. I can tell you about the things that I'm watching for. But that doesn't mean that I think he's not the person for this job.
The biggest thing for me, and even you just describing it, Rex Grossman didn't have to deal with the constant evaluation, the nonstop, the fire hose of media, social media, whatever you want to call it. I think the beautiful point is Caleb Williams is not Joe Flacco or Aaron Rodgers' age. He can't imagine what it was like without all that stuff because he grew up in an era in the social media where this is what he's used to. He's already conditioned to it. It doesn't matter to him because this is just the way it's always been. And that's why I think he handles it so well.
Well, also, like, when Rex Grossman and you and I turn on the TV every morning to watch ESPN, it was SportsCenter. It wasn't First Take. You know, and so you're not seeing your name get talked about for 20 minutes at a time where people are yelling at each other. You know, when it's constant, when you have no place to go without hearing your name.
The Cam Newtons of the world weren't screaming and laughing and disparaging teams in their efforts to make the playoffs and calling them non-contenders as they are every single day. The only really place you got it, and you know what? Rex did mention this to us, the score, right here on the score.
Yeah.
That's where you got that kind of outlandish side of it.
Well, I think there's a lot of people making good points on our text line, too. Like, for example, 708 says, this is an audience that's most successful eye test locally for a quarterback is Cutler. And fair. And Eric Kramer is the leading passer of the organization. But I think part of the problem is when you're good, this is what happens. You know, I remember when the national discussion didn't feature a Bears quarterback. We do live in the third biggest market in the country. And we should have high standards. And I don't want to take that away from anybody either.
No, I think that's what we're here for, right? And I'm here to see it all play out. And let me tell you something. I like the way this Caleb Williams story is going so far.
And 630, no, but he dealt with a bunch of Bobs saying Orton was the guy for him. That's probably worse. That I need to listen to. That I need to go back and listen to for sure. So that's a good point as well. Coming up next, here on Raheem Harrison Grody, a guy who can contribute to this, Danny Parkins. So we'll talk to Danny, the host of First Things First on Fox Sports 1. We'll do that next here on The Score.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.